And normally it's a maybe 3-4 hour drive. It took us 6 or 7 because of traffic. And we got pulled in off the road at about midnight. And all of a sudden we just looked in front of us, this long line of red taillights. And we stayed in our car for another hour or so, inched forward. We figured, holy smokes, we're in the middle of this thing. So we pulled off into a field which was completely occupied by people with tents and fires. And we pitched our tent in a drizzle. And got one of the funniest parts of it. There were many funny things. But as we were doing this, we're talking, having some beer. And a guy stepped out of his tent 5 feet away. His beard was down to his waist, carrying a baby on his hip, and he looked at us and started hollering that we were making so much noise. And we said, what are you talking about? That's what we're here for. Anyway, we got up the next morning and started walking to the site, and it was 5 miles away, so we had a 5-mile hike, actually, in intermittent downpours and slogging along with thousands of other people. And when it rained hard, we would dip into these chicken coops. I remember these little barns where people were singing and doing music and dancing and smoking dope. And we finally got to the place mid-morning Saturday. There are no signs. There are just people everywhere. And it was their trees. And then there's this great big amphitheater field, which was where it was. And people were down there already. Remember, people had been arriving on Thursday. We didn't get there until late Friday night. And so we made our way down. We actually bumped into friends along the way. And none of us were into drugs at the time. Finally made our way down to our spot on the amphitheater. We had to be probably a football field away from the stage. And that was where we stayed for the next 36 hours. We had lugged a watermelon with us, our provisions for the entire weekend. I don't know, it's the 19-year-old thing again. We lugged a watermelon and some beer. That was it. And we thought, there had to be some food and all that. Well, then whatever stands they had were completely wiped out by then. There's no real food. They had porta potties, hundreds of them. But you had to walk through 6 inches of mud to get there, and the smell of the filth was. These are some of the memories that are just as strong as the music and the activities. And night came on Saturday. That's when things got really kind of amazing and interesting in my memory of it all. And the music was phenomenal, and the sound systems were awesome. I'd love to find out about the technology, but at the time it was unbelievable sound. People were setting little fires scattered around, and they had lights. People were getting high and stuff, and I can remember dozing off sometimes. We had a blanket, and we were lying down a few times. Opened my eyes, and I'm watching people kind of dancing around naked and jumping around and carrying on. I will confess to you, I'm not sure I put it in the article over there. There's a little fornicating going on, and it was quite the experience, quite the show.